A group called the Clean Air Network just released its mid-year report about air pollution in Hong Kong, and the news is not very good. Ozone pollution is at its worst level in nearly a decade. The group's chief executive calls ozone a secondary pollutant, one which indicates worsening air quality. The study found levels at 15 monitoring stations around the city an average of 80% higher than guidelines issued by the World Health Organization. Several other measures of air pollution actually showed slight improvement compared to a year ago, including levels of nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, and fine particulate matter. According to an index compiled by the University of Hong Kong and reported by Bloomberg, health costs associated with pollution fell by 4% over the first half of the year. But those health costs from pollution in Hong Kong are still estimated at some $2.3 billion a year. While much of the pollution comes from factories in southern China, the city's coal-burning plants and heavy traffic are huge contributing factors. Roadside pollution is a specific concern, as the number of cars in the city continues to increase. Government figures show registrations of private cars in Hong Kong have jumped by more than a third over the past 10 years. Bill Dorman, HPR News.